USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting two communities shaken by mass shootings within hours of each other over last weekend. Yesterday, after meeting with people in Dayton and El Paso, the president told reporters,
"The enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it, and Democrats want to do it."
The president spending several hours in both cities meeting with the wounded, hospital staffers, and first responders. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has issued a travel warning telling people around the world to exercise extreme caution when visiting the U.S. because of rampant gun violence. ICE says it's the biggest roundup in a decade as 680 illegal immigrants have been detained after a half dozen raids at work sites in Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.